أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we've looked at how we can look at a step-by-step way to be able to build a relationship with the Quran. And I mentioned that the first step was being able to recite the Quran. It's really important because to be able to experience the Quran, you can only do that by being able to recite it in Arabic as correctly as possible. Now, the second step is being familiar with the names of the surah or the chapters of the Quran. I often get asked, why is that so important? I think it is. Always when we introduce ourselves to someone, it's always by a name. And if anything else, the first step should be to be able to know the names of the 114 chapters. And if we know them in sequence, oh my goodness, that sort of empowers the human being. This is a divine book. These are divine words. This is his book. It has a right to be known in the right way. So what we did was develop a system using mnemonics. A mnemonic is a memory aid in the form of a word or a phrase or a story. And it's derived from a Greek word, which is mnemonikon, which is the art of memorization. And the Greek philosophers used to use this to be able to give their talks. With this talk is a chart, and I suggest you print that chart out to be able to work with me in the next few days on mnemonics, where we will see that the first step is to create focus points or pegs for each section on which we will hang this story mnemonics. So we're going to start with the first section, which is from chapter 1 to 10. And let's look at the focus points or the pegs for this particular section. So the first focus point is number 4. Surah number 4 is Surah An-Nisa, which is women. Now it's a known fact that the Quran has a verse which was based on a reducing number, and it was a historical one, where men used to just marry as many wives as possible. And the reduction came down to 4 and sort of were known as those who have 4 wives. Inshallah, we will look at that verse and explain it in its right context. But right now, the moment you think 4, think 4 women. Think women. And therefore, you know that Surah number 4 is Surah An-Nisa of women. Now, the next focus point is Surah number 7, which is A'raf. A'raf means the heights, means up. Now, we have a drink commonly in all countries known as 7-Up. So if you remember 7-Up, the moment you remember the number 7, you know it's up and it's heights. And finally, the last focus point is number 10. If you were to write 1 and 0 as number 10, and imagine the 0 to be the belly of a fish, then immediately in your head you know that the prophet who was in the belly of the fish was Yunus. So Surah number 10 is Surah to Yunus. So the 3 focus points that you'll keep in mind is, every time you think of number 4, you will think women. Every time you think of number 7, you think up, which is heights. Every time you think of number 10, you think of the belly of the fish and the O, and you know that is Yunus. Now let's look at the mnemonic that we will hang on these focus points. Best way to do this is to close your eyes and imagine. Imagine that the door opened of the center you visit, and you saw beef burgers, and you said, who are these donated by? And you were told they were donated by the children of Imran. They were served by 4 women on a table. On smelling the aroma of the beef burgers, people rushed like cattle from heights, thinking it was spoils of war. But when they realized their error, they did tawbah like Yunus. They repented like Yunus. Let me go over that again. The doors opened. You smelt beef burgers. You asked who donated them. You were told it was the children of Imran. It was served by 4 women on a table. On smelling the aroma, people rushed like cattle from upstairs, from the heights, thinking it was free for all. It was spoils for war. But when they realized it wasn't, they repented. They did tawbah like Yunus. Now look at the numbers of the surahs. Number one, opening, Fatiha. Number two, cow, which is the beef burgers. Number three, children of Imran, those who donated. Number four, women, which you already know. Number five, table. Number six, cattle. Number seven, we already know, seven up, which is heights. Number eight, spoils of war. Number nine, Tawbah. And number 10, Yunus. So I'm hoping you now know the names of the first 10 chapters of the Quran. Inshallah, we will continue with this with the other chapters. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ